USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Impact by Hurricane Florence is still several days away, but the South Carolina governor says in his state one thing is certain.
Whatever happens, we're going to have a lot of rain and a lot of wind.
That's why Governor Henry McMaster and his North Carolina counterpart have already declared states of emergency because of the hurricane.
Get your medicines ready to go. If you have prescriptions you need filled, better get them filled. If you have relatives who need to be alerted to where you might go or where you can go, tell them, take care of your pets. Be sure to lock things up.
The now Category 2 storm expected to strengthen and hit the Carolinas or perhaps Virginia later this week. VP Mike Pence saying the anonymous writer of the New York Times op-ed should step forward and then step down. Pence says the article is un-American and an assault on our democracy. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
In the face of new allegations, after 23 years at the top of CBS, CEO Les Moonves is out. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
His departure comes amid new sexual misconduct charges by six more women reported in The New Yorker. L.A. Times reporter Meg James.
All of these women were in a work setting, and they were sort of stunned by what they described to be very aggressive passes, forcible kissing.
Moonves denies the allegations that he calls appalling. An independent investigation is underway and will determine Moonves' final severance payout.
Interstate 5 in Northern California is still shut down north of Redding because of the Delta fire, which has burned over 40,000 acres and is only 5% contained. Another successful launch and landing for a SpaceX rocket. It lifted off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station at 12:45 Eastern today and deployed a communications satellite. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Syrian government may be preparing to use chlorine gas against the nation's last rebel stronghold, according to U.S. officials. Washington's preparing options for a response if the regime of President Bashar al-Assad was to carry out such an attack, but President Trump reportedly hasn't decided what exactly would trigger that response. Trump also reportedly threatening to carry out an attack against the Syrian regime if there are mass killings in the Idlib province where thousands of rebels are holding out, along with as many as 3 million civilians. A Dallas police officer who shot and killed a man in his own apartment, now facing charges. Officer Amber Geiger was arrested on a manslaughter charge for killing the 26-year-old man last week. Geiger is white. She claimed she thought she was entering her own home last Thursday and found herself face-to-face with the victim, who is black. Geiger has been with the police force in Dallas for 4 years. In 2017, she reportedly shot and injured a suspect during an arrest, but she was cleared of any wrongdoing in that shooting. And Miami Dolphins receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, the first players of the 2018 regular season to kneel during the playing of the national anthem. They did so before yesterday's game between the Dolphins and Titans in Miami. Former Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick thanking the two on Twitter, calling them his brothers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.